this is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Sophia Madrigal. First name is Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A. Last name is Madrigal, M-A-D-R-I-G-A-L. Date of birth 3-2-2014. This letter is being written to Dr. Pranoti Nigam. First name is Pranoti, P-R-O-N-O-T-I. Last name is Nigam, N-I-G-A-M, Nigam. Address 1661 Burdett Street, B-U-R-D-E-T-T-E Street, Suite C, San Jose, California, 95121. Telephone number 408-238-8303. Fax number. Fax number is 408-238-8375. Dear Dr. Nigam, thank you for asking me to see. This is a brief consultation note on our mutual patient, Sophia Madrigal. As you know, I saw her about 5 or 6 years ago for ongoing asthma, and at that time she was reasonably well controlled with the nebulization with Pulmicort period. She has used some albuterol and QR also in past with some benefit period. As of recently, she's been having significant coughing and wheezing, more so in winter time, and is taking many different medications without any significant benefit period. Family is very concerned about ongoing asthma period. As you know, she has been into emergency room a few times and also was admitted in O'Connor Hospital not too long ago for ongoing asthma period. She is certainly exposed to animals quite frequently period. Because of ongoing problem, I obtained a chest x-ray and x-rays of her adenoid gland, and they were both normal. Her SCEM24 and thyroid function tests were normal. CBC revealed a mild eosinophilia period. She has been taking Flovent, Singulair, and albuterol inhaler with the minor benefit period. I tried to view her technique without inhaler, and that was without the use of a chamber, and that was certainly inadequate. She was provided with an aero chamber, and I recommended appropriate use of aero chamber, and told her to come back and see me. So we could review all the medications and administration of all those medications period. On multiple occasions, she did not bring her medications and the chamber, so I'm not able to review her technique period. Interestingly, her pulmonary function testing revealed slightly reduced slightly reduced air flows, but overall her lung functions look reasonably well period. Um, I saw her last, I saw her on 3/6/23 in follow-up visit, and she was improving quite significantly with occasional wheeze period. However, she takes her medication quite erratically, and there is obviously a problem in appropriate usage of medications, and that would certainly lead to poor asthma control. Period. Skin testing showed significant reaction to grasses, trees, and some and also to indoor allergens like cats, dogs, and dust mite. Period. Unfortunately, she's exposed to animals, and that certainly could be causing significant nighttime asthma. Period. During my last visit, I recommended the following. Number one, Singulair at bedtime. Number two, albuterol to be used with the aerochamber as needed. Number three, Flovent 110, 2 puffs twice daily, period. I also recommended that these medications should be used at least for the next 3 to 6 months, and then perhaps we can taper them off in future, period. She had an appointment today, but she did not keep her appointment, and I'm hopeful she is doing well, period. My final diagnosis, mild persistent asthma with intermittent wheezing. Number two, significant allergies to dust mite, grasses, trees, and cats and dogs. Number three, mild to moderate allergic rhinitis, and that can be controlled with Singulair or any other antihistamine, period. Number four, she should be followed frequently, and her medication regimen along with technique should be monitored continuously, period. Overall, I think she should do quite well, period. As always, please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation, on patient Sophia Madrigal. Thank you.